Leading our news this morning, the Treasurer says the government's crackdown on foreign investment in residential real estate is showing results. Joe Hockey says the Foreign Investment Review Board is investigating almost 200 possible breaches of those rules. The government announced its crackdown last month amid concerns that foreign investors were helping to fuel a property bubble in Sydney and Melbourne. A man accused of demolishing a house and four cars with a stolen bulldozer will face court in Newcastle today. Three people were inside the house at the time but managed to escape. Police had to smash the driver's cabin and use capsicum spray to subdue the man and stop the bulldozer.
My neighbour next door come running over and he's screaming at us at the gate to get out quick. He's about to bulldoze the house down. When he seen us, he abused us again and lifted up the front of the bucket on the bulldozer and it's come straight for the house and we just run out the front door screaming.
That matter in court today. Now Oscar Pistorius will be freed on parole after serving just 10 months for shooting dead his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. The South African athlete is due for release in August. Pistorius was found guilty of culpable homicide last year and sentenced to 5 years in jail. G7 leaders have wrapped up their two-day summit with a pledge to phase out fossil fuels by the end of the century. In a joint communique at the end of the talks in Germany, they announced their commitment to decarbonise the global economy.